Welcome to Puentes, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Project Chairman of the Rotary Club's Don't Meth With Us project in Las Cruces, Mel Parrish. He is going to tell us about the dangers of methamphetamine, some basics, and why it is important for the community to know.
It deals with a danger to our young people and all of our citizens, the danger imposed by the most addictive substance that I know of, methamphetamine. It is a terrible drug which causes extreme damage to all parts of the human body, the brain, the mouth, the flesh. It actually begins to dissolve us. It is a chemical compound which has many toxic materials in it, and when it is finished, it can be put in many forms. It can be put and made to look like candy, be made to look very attractive. It is composed of very toxic chemicals, including sulfuric acid, engine cleaner, engine starter, methyl alcohol, various other chemicals, and the list is quite long, and any of them might be considered dangerous, but when combined into methamphetamine, it produces a cascade of chemicals in the brain that make it very, very pleasurable, makes you feel wonderful. But after one time, you may be almost 50% likely to try it again. And after twice, it's over an 80% probability that you will become addicted. And it is terrible. It is the nastiest thing that I know of. It makes people feel extremely good, invincible. In fact, it's been used in combat that some soldiers or pilots who had to be involved for 20 hours or more were given methamphetamine. And it was discontinued because, the phrase was misplaced aggression. So apparently the use of it began to cause bad side effects, of course, in the pilots or the people who were given the drug, and it was discontinued. But it was not discontinued in other places because of it. It is so addictive that people will do anything to get it again. When they come down from it, they feel terrible. They're paranoid. They have all kinds of problems. It begins to dissolve parts of the brain. It dissolves parts of the body. The flesh comes apart. It dries up the saliva in your mouth, and you get something called meth mouth. The saliva is one of the basic defenses of the germs that might enter our mouths. So without that saliva, the gums become infected, the teeth become loose. It's a terrible visual effect and a terrible disease. The teeth begin to just fall out. They're no longer attached to the gums. It damages parts of the brain. We become different people. The victims become paranoid and have many other problems going along.
How did you become involved with this project?
I had read a little bit about it in fiction and so forth. It would be a background in a story, but I didn't really know anything about it. Until 2 years ago, Rotary member from the San Juan Rotary Club, and he is from Farmington, visited our Rotary Club in late 2010, and he introduced us to the project, and it grabbed me. I'd had no idea what it was like. He showed before and after pictures of victims, showing the extreme damage it does to us in a very short time, and described in detail how nasty methamphetamine is and how addictive it is. And how his project, which had started 6 years ago in San Juan County, New Mexico, has reduced the juvenile involvement in methamphetamine very drastically. It's made great strides in reducing how many become addicted, how many crimes they commit, and how much is used in San Juan County. And I thought, I can talk to sixth graders or fifth graders. I think I can handle this. And I volunteered to serve on the project. As we went along and worked with the project, a couple of the leaders, the organizers of the team, had to leave the project. One retired and moved away. Another had too much on his plate that couldn't handle it. So I kept showing up, and I wound up becoming in charge. It wasn't my idea, but it's been extremely rewarding. We have talked to sixth graders, six of the eight middle schools in Las Cruces for 1 year. And this year, we're trying to cover all eight of those schools in this school year of 2012-2013. And we plan to do this as long as we can, educating every sixth grade class that comes through Las Cruces.
What are the basic points in the education process to these students?
First of all, that the students are extremely important. They are our future. It's hard to believe that these youngsters are going to be our community leaders, our national leaders, or certainly our family leaders. And it's extremely important that they know what might happen. We want them to know that methamphetamine is extremely addictive and ruins our bodies and lives. We want them to know that they are not alone, that there are trusted adults that they should contact when they are in trouble or have questions about things. They need to know who they can talk to and do so. All of us are product of our choices, and meth is a terrible choice.
And how easy is it for children or anyone to be in contact with or to be able to obtain it?
I am not sure about that, but I do have data on how much has been in Las Cruces. We've had at least, I think, about $3.4 million in street value confiscated in 2011. That's million, $3.4 million worth. I do not have the age brackets for the people who were arrested during the removal of that amount of meth from our streets, but we're trying to get more information as we go so we know where we're starting from so that we can measure our progress in reducing the impact of methamphetamine in Doña Ana County.
You talked about the San Juan Rotary Club project. Who did they start to reach first?
They worked with fifth graders. They wanted, I think the methamphetamine usage in San Juan County was even greater than it is here in Doña Ana County. Apparently it was quite widespread, and they wanted to start it before middle school in case of any chances that the younger students would get addicted. So they targeted fifth graders. In Las Cruces, when we coordinated with the Las Cruces public school system, they had a good reason for wanting us to target the sixth graders. They had a drug education program already in place in the elementary schools. So we were happy to go with what they recommended. And so our target has been sixth graders instead of fifth graders.
And how has that been received?
It seems to be extremely well received. We get positive feedback from our counselors or the principals in some cases of these schools. But what's the real kick is seeing the kids react, seeing their oohs and oh, when they see these before and after photographs and the pictures of meth mouth, and how we remind them that the people who suffer from this are not bad people. They just made bad choices. We talk to the kids about how important it is to make good choices in their lives. We talk to them, ask them what their ambitions are. Many say they want to be in the armed services. Many say they want to be doctors. Some want to be professional athletes. And we talk to them about the importance of choices in making that, the choices of studying for a test, the choices of eating right. And we try to explain to them that the people that they see in the before and after photos that we show of the people, the victims of methamphetamine, that they just made a bad choice. And we don't want them to do that. So we're fighting this mostly through education. We're not trying to catch every drug dealer. We're trying to reduce the demand on it so they're not making as much money and maybe they'll go someplace else. So it's important that we contact everyone we can. If we can save one or two kids, it's well worth all of the money that our sponsors are spending on supporting this project.
Well, this very addictive substance, methamphetamine, what is it made of again?
I am not an expert on that, but I have seen lists of the ingredients. Now, I believe that this can contain any or all of these materials. It may start with pseudoephedrine, or the brand name, or the commonly known as Sudafed. And it starts with that and is an off-the-shelf purchase, although they do have to sign for it. In a heated battle between the Defense Education Agency, or the Drug Enforcement Agency, and and they appeared before Congress trying to get it made into a required to have a prescription to obtain it. But the pharmaceutical companies fought it, and it was turned down in Congress, and it is now, by signature, you may get Sudafed at any store that sells pharmaceutical products. So it may have slowed things down, but it didn't stop much at all. It contains things like Drano, drain cleaner. What is looking for is the chemical called sulfuric acid, the best known dissolver of organic material. And we point out to the kids, well, guess what? Your hands, your arms, your mouth are organic materials. This drug begins to dissolve you, is what's happening. There is another effect associated with this. In parts of rural America, particularly in the South, a way of making meth was developed called shake and bake, in which a 2-liter pop bottle can be used to contain the ingredients for methamphetamine. The user shakes this bottle, and the chemical reaction begins. It gives off heat and builds up pressure, and if it's not timed right, if the person who is doing the shaking and baking takes the lid off the bottle at the wrong time, it more or less explodes and gets sulfuric acid, among other things, all over his body. This produces burns on the abdomen, the arms, the face sometimes. And these burn victims would go to burn centers, federally operated burn centers, which are required to treat anyone who has a burn. The sad part is, almost tragic comic, is that there were so many of these shake and bake victims that 7 burn centers had to close because they were going out of business. They were required to treat any burn victim that showed up, and there were so many of these shake and bake victims that they were going broke. We also emphasize that they are valuable. All the people are valuable, that they will be our leaders, and how important they are. And we want them to know that trying meth is an extremely dangerous choice. It can take away all that they are, and it can take away all that they ever could become. And that's why it is so important to know what's out there and to be able to make choices. We also explain that the places that make this stuff can be anywhere, and they have to put their trash someplace. So the trash that comes from some of these meth labs may be in a vacant lot, maybe in a ditch alongside a road, and we alert the students and show them pictures of what this trash might look like. Some of the plastic bottles and plastic containers that of the chemicals that we have described to them, and we warn them that it is toxic. If they see it, don't try to clean it up. Don't touch it. Back away and go tell a trusted adult who can call the pros to take in this. Our Las Bruces Fire Department has graciously lent us a hazmat suit to show not what they want to wear to clean this up, it's what they are required to wear. So even the pros know how terribly toxic and dangerous just the trash is from making methamphetamine. So it's kind of entertaining as we show this hazmat suit to the youngsters, and they're small, and they're also interested. Can we get in it? Can we get in it? No, we can't let you in it. But we use that to illustrate that even the waste products are extremely dangerous.
You talked about the side effects of how it can eat away at your skin, it damages your teeth, it eats away at your brain. What other side effects are there?
Well, you feel extremely capable, energetic, invincible. So when we don't tell the students how great this high feels, we don't go into that with them. But we do tell them that, show them the pictures, the before and after pictures, to illustrate the effects. But we have testimonies in various places showing what's happened. And in my conversations with people, not so much with the kids, I describe what some of the victims say. They say, I was an athlete. I was a miler. And 1 month ago, I was running on the track team. Now, after 1 month, I don't think I could run a block. The public broadcasting system produced a documentary that aired on KRWG about a year ago, or within the last year. It's a 2-hour program, and it described in detail many of the things. And I was watching it, and I saw some of these samples that they showed. I said, they're using our pictures. But it turns out they got them from the same place, which would be the Oregon State Police. And they had studied it in detail. The use of methamphetamine was much higher there in Oregon than it was here. From history, we heard that methamphetamine was invented in the early 20th century in Japan. And methamphetamine followed about the first part of the 20th century. And then after World War II, it moved rapidly from Japan to Hawaii to the West Coast. And so Oregon and California had a very high influx of methamphetamine. One of the ingredients of methamphetamine can be anhydrous ammonia, which is a common fertilizer in farming areas. Large tanks of it can be standing around in the fields places. So it became easy to have meth labs in rural areas that way. In many cases, across the United States, in northern New Mexico, the South, Springfield, Missouri, many places have adopted this program because of the high incidence of methamphetamine usage in their areas. So it's spreading, and we're trying to educate as we go. This project, this idea, this concept of fighting meth by education and reducing the demand. One idea is that if we reduce the demand enough, then the makers and the sellers will have to go elsewhere for their profits. If we can just eat into their profits enough, maybe they'll go someplace else. It's been proven beside the best efforts of our police forces, they can't catch everybody, especially when the makers may be across our borders with the cartels who deal strongly in drugs of all kinds, meth in particular, because it is so addictive. And it makes it very rewarding to the pirates who benefit from this sale. So it grabbed my attention. I hope this grabs a lot of people's attention and fight this in every way we can. And we feel that maybe one of the most effective ways is through education. And if enough people know how nasty it is, maybe most will never touch it.
So that is an important lesson for not just the students, but for their parents as well, and all adults.
I believe so, because many of us, especially me, lived in Ivory Tower, never saw any of this. I still haven't. I don't know what it looks like. I've seen pictures of the fancy ways the preparers make it look very much like candy. A strawberry meth, another one, candy meth, comes in little tubes, very concentrated, very powerful. 10 hits in one little bitty straw. And we show pictures of that, all that we can, to help the viewers recognize it when it happens. One very small sixth grader asked me last spring, "Are gumdrops bad?" I says, "Well, no. But if you don't know if it looks great, like a gumdrop, but you don't know where it comes from, just don't try it. Wait until you know for sure." Isn't that terrible to have to tell a little girl to watch out for a gumdrop?
Well, and especially during the season of Halloween or even Easter, there are things that, you know, year-round things that one has to be careful about.
I am amazed that when I bring this subject up in other environments, with friends, people I'm associated with, how many times they say, "Oh, yes, I'm so glad you're working on that. My cousin was an addict. My brother is trying to recover. My sister was involved." And I think people need a chance to talk with others who have faced this, and people don't because it is so tragic. So maybe we can encourage discussion of it and the dangers of it and make it better known how to fight it.
So spreading the word of Don't Meth With Us is the project in the Las Cruces area?
At least our way of fighting it. And it's been successful other places, and we are eager to convey the methods and what we do to anyone who wants to help. The members who right now, our presenters, are all from our Rotary Club, but they don't have to be. It can be from anybody who wants to participate, can join in and help this project.
a very important and worthwhile cause. Well, I really appreciate you coming down to KRWG, to Puentes, the bridges to the community. You're being a bridge to the community in trying to educate everyone about the effects of meth use and abuse.
I thank you very much for allowing me to give my side, give my impressions of it, and I hope that it is helpful.
Thank you very much. Mel Parrish, again, the project chairman of the Don't Meth With Us project of the Las Cruces Rotary Club.
And the other Rotary Clubs, the Rio Grande Rotary Club and the Mesilla Valley Rotary Clubs also help. We appreciate their support and backing.
Thank you. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.